Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.
I love that expression, out of the mouths of babes. Today we'll be talking about hearing from young voices with the Our Town Projects, a not-for-profit organisation which funds key regional towns in South Australia, including Kangaroo Island, whom will be a guest today, to support community-driven solutions and initiatives to support mental health and wellbeing. Priscilla Thomas is my guest, and she is a board member of the KI Our Town Project. Priscilla, welcome to the Community Conversations podcast. Really excited to have you on the program today. Tell us how you ended up being the board member for Our Town KI and your connection to Kangaroo Island.
Thank you, Kerry. My connection goes back, a bit over 25 years now, when we had a very, very crazy idea to buy some land and build a house. I have to say, we're still building that house after all
Goodness,
this time.
That is a long term.
Nevertheless, a lot has happened in between. So I do have a bit of history with Kangaroo Island. I have always been both a Kangaroo Islander. I can't say I am an islander. That's, you know.
You have to be born there.
You have to be born there. But I can say I'm a local. But I do also spend quite a lot of time in Adelaide. I have family here. And quite often work interests bring me back in this direction. But in terms of Our Town, I was enjoying the early part of a retirement, I thought, when the guardian, the chair of the Our Town boards are known as guardians, approached me to work with them to actually set up the incorporated body. And as part of doing that, I certainly became very attracted to the kind of work that Kangaroo Island Our Town is set up to do. And the focus is on community wellbeing and positive mental health. So it's not about providing services, but it's actually about supporting projects or initiating projects which are very much community-centred to then address those issues around wellbeing and mental health challenges. And I can say that in the 3 years in which Kangaroo Island Our Town has been running, we have participated in more than 30 projects.
That's an enormous. I was asking you to give some highlights on those, but that's a lot.
Yes.
Touch on some of those 30 projects.
So it's a really broad range. What we do is we look for what community is saying about the sorts of things they would like to do on the island. So it can range from the simplest support, which is that we pay for the breakfast that 5 Kicks FM, the community radio on KI, provides for the Black Dog Ride. So it can be as simple as that. And the connection between wellbeing and positive mental health is so obvious there. And then at the other end of the scale, we supported a homegrown fringe show this year. One of the musicians on the island came to us and said, look, I'd really like to do something which promotes talent that exists on Kangaroo Island. And so we talked through the ways in which he could bring community into it. And so there were various attachments. It wasn't just about the musicians who performed, but who were all local. It was also about providing training for people around sound engineering and stage management and that sort of thing. So again, we look at a very broad range of what can be done on the island. And that certainly was a huge highlight. We got great response from the community wanting to see local talent involved.
And of course, Priscilla, mental health and wellbeing, that's a very broad topic to frame under. Talk to us through some of the challenges KI does experience as an island.
Look, there's no question that there are a number of factors which all sort of come together when it comes to Kangaroo Island. Right at the beginning, we're rural. So we have all the challenges of primary production, the vagaries of weather, the vagaries of Mother Nature, which of course we felt in full force a few years ago, but the effects of that still linger. So we have all those challenges around trying to make a living from farming. Coupled with that, we have the geographic isolation of being an island. And so accessing services is not always easy. We have all sorts of challenges around transport on and off the island. Air travel is very expensive. You know, you couldn't do it regularly as a local. And, you know, while the ferry service is generally pretty good, in winter, sometimes you can't get on or off the island, and sometimes the bookings are so heavy that as a resident, you know, you might need to get off the island for medical appointments, that sort of thing, and it can be a real challenge to do that. So that geographic isolation is a real issue. We do also have socioeconomic issues which are at play on the island. You know, we do have people who come to the island because they have housing issues. We have people who come because they have substance abuse issues, and it's seen as a place of getting away from things, but that's not always how it is. So there are a broad range of challenges that people face in terms of mental health on the island.
And that's exacerbated by everything else that everybody else has to experience in metro areas.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I think because people have a view of somewhere like KI as a tourist destination, you know, so generally what people see are beautiful beaches, wonderful natural environment, wildlife, all of that, all of which is true. You know, we do have beautiful beaches, we do have a beautiful natural environment, and wildlife is abundant, but that's not telling the story of people who are living on the island and trying to make a go of things. You know, unemployment is an issue on the island as it is everywhere. The issue on the island is that your options are more limited because you can't simply say, well, you know, I'll get work and commute. You know, I'll drive my car to the train station and travel for an hour into the city. There's, you know, that's not an option.
I'm talking to Priscilla Thomas, our town KI board member. Now, Priscilla, let's talk about this very exciting project, the message driven home through the KI campaign about drink driving. How did that all get started?
So, as I said earlier, we are very much driven by community ideas and community initiatives. The Pandana campus of Kangaroo Island Community Education has a wonderful program which they call Student Voice Agency and Leadership. And as a board member, I was invited a couple of years ago to go out to the school and listen to the concerns that students had raised over the course of the year. They were tasked to identify an issue that they thought was of concern on Kangaroo Island and to come up with possible solutions to address it. And this is all school students, so school students from reception to year 10. When we went out, there were some very, very interesting things that young people were raising with all sorts of ideas.
Can you give us an example?
They could do.
I mentioned the reception level, what they would come up with.
Okay, so at reception level, what they were interested in was a community garden, a herb garden for the community. Now, as it happens, it is one of the things that our town was already involved in and we are still very, very much involved in. Sophie Thompson, whom I'm sure a lot of people will know, has been a wonderful supporter, particularly since the fire, for people to regenerate their gardens. And our community garden program has been hugely successful on Kangaroo Island. But these reception students thought that they would like to do a herb garden. And so what we talked about with them was supporting them to perhaps fund the purchase of seeds. They were talking about doing some fundraising, maybe a sausage sizzle. And so we said, well, we could support you by supplying the sausages for your sizzle and you keep the profits. As it happened, they didn't go on with it, but those were the sorts of things that the littlies were talking about.
So let's take the other end.
So the other end of the scale, very strongly, quite a large group of students were talking about the issue of drink driving on Kangaroo Island. You know, I think it's no secret that rural areas do have issues, particularly with young men and dangerous driving, very often under the influence. And Kangaroo Island is certainly no different from that. So these young people who were all coming to the age when they would be driving themselves were talking about the issue. And their response around all of that was, look, they have these cool billboards on the mainland which really make people sit up and look and think about it, but we don't have anything like that on Kangaroo Island. So I spent a bit of time talking with that group and teasing out what something like that might look like and how it might operate and all of that sort of thing. Because this was in November of 2023, so school year was coming to an end. I said that if there were anyone who was interested in picking this up the following year, I would come back to the school and I would support them however they felt they might want to. So that was the origin of it. That group of students mainly moved on to Kingscote School because they moved into senior secondary, and that's not offered at Pandana. It's only offered in Kingscote, in fact, on the island. But there was a group of year 7 and 8, so they were 12 to 13, 14-year-olds, all girls, who really wanted to pick this up. In their words, the behaviour they saw was that we'd all go to sport. Mum and Dad would go to the bar after we'd finished, and then they'd get in the car with the kids in the back. Absolutely stopped me in my tracks when I heard the way that was so, you know, that real personal connection, that lived experience. And of course, you know, these young people know those who've been hurt or worse in accidents on the island. So they really wanted to do something about it. So I brought them the idea that the previous group had mentioned and asked them if they were interested in picking up on that. And they very enthusiastically agreed to it. So we talked through how this could be done, because one billboard was not going to necessarily catch a lot of eyes. So we came up with the notion of a mobile billboard, which does now exist on the back of a trailer and gets taken around to sporting and community events and will be on prominent display when the winter sports season starts Anzac weekend.
So it's just starting this weekend?
The billboard was completed in November of last year. We had a big launch out at Western District's Sports Club, and we had a number of the Port Adelaide Football Club players who came out. We ran it as part of a Respectful Relationships and Gender Equality in Sport event. So we had a number of community there. The players came out. We had our caps and stubby holders, because that was one of the things that we did through the year, was that we looked at how could we get the message out as we were going along. The girls came up with some fantastic ideas. The very first thing we did was create a car air freshener, which said Drive Alive on it. That was the name they came up with.
And there's your little mobile billboard right there.
Absolutely.
In the revision mirror.
That's absolutely right. So they went out at footy and netball, T-shirts, which have a Think Before You Drink slogan on the back. And they said exactly that. They said, this will make us walking billboards. And then, of course, the stubby holders. You know, it seemed like it was a complete mismatch. But what we've said to the community is that this is not about zero drinking. We know that that is probably unachievable, that we're never going to get to a zero. But what we do want people to do is to be aware and to be responsible and to think before you have another drink.
And do you think, Priscilla, it might also get others to look after their mates if it's
exactly
there? And even if the person won't, other people say, I'll take those keys.
Exactly.
I'll give you a lift. Because one of the issues on the island, of course, can't catch a cab or an Uber.
That's absolutely right. Of course, geographically, I think people don't realise that Kangaroo Island is quite a large island. And so policing it, I mean, the police certainly do the best that they can. And they'll often position themselves where sport is being played, but there are an awful lot of back roads.
Massive, vast distances in KI, and also a lot of the roads are still not sealed.
Absolutely. When we travel from our property to the highway, we're covering 25-30 k's worth of dirt road before we get anywhere, basically.
So it's a long way. Now, our town is a 10-year place-based initiative, and I believe the next thing you're looking at is loneliness.
Yes, so I'm working again with a group of young people from Pandana campus, again coming out of the Student Voice Agency and Leadership Program. And this group of young people want to address that whole notion of loneliness and isolation. Interestingly, their focus to begin with was on the elderly. They felt the elderly were most isolated. And in fact, they looked at it from a number of issues. Yes, of course, being isolated in one's home because it's not so easy to be mobile and get out. But also they looked at it from a technology perspective, that older people might be less at ease with IT and therefore being connected more broadly. We have talked about whether or not loneliness and isolation is perhaps a broader issue, and we are having those conversations now as well.
I'm sure it will be. Now, I know the community centre over there, Marie Baldwin and the team, are very active.
They are.
And they've done a lot about engaging youth with music, and so they're very supportive of this initiative, aren't they?
Absolutely. Marie is, in fact, our town guardian. So we have a very, very close connection with the community centre there. And the youth music program is, in fact, an Our Town program.
One of those 30 projects.
That's exactly right. And it is expanding in the most beautiful way. And one of the things that we are very concerned about is the notion that people need to be supported in their capacity to participate. Because very often there are issues and challenges which get in the way of people actually being able to connect into community projects and programs and so on. And so with the youth music program, we've made sure that there is transport from Pandana and Penashaw into Kingscote, providing that capacity to participate. We also are involved with an open mic program which runs over winter, which brings community together. And last year, in the final open night session, we had our youth music musicians come and play. Now, because many of them were from either out west or out east, and this was being held in Kingscote, we actually put them up at the motel across the road from the yacht club for the night so that their parents could bring them in and we weren't having people drive home on wet roads in the middle of winter on Kangaroo Island. So again, that notion of creating the capacity to participate, and that's very strong for us.
In a safe space.
Yes.
Priscilla, this has just been delightful to hear about today. What a great project, and particularly because it came from such young voices.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we're very clear about, is that it is about their voice and about the way in which they choose to express themselves. We are merely the support. It is not predicated on what we think ought to happen or how we think things ought to happen. Our job is to facilitate and ensure that their ideas come to fruition.
Well, thank you very much for being on their podcast today as our guest, Priscilla. Really enjoyed the conversation.
It's been my great pleasure. Thank you, Kerry.
And thank you for listening and engaging with our community conversations today. Every week, we aim to bring you stories from far and wide, across South Australia and beyond. People who are game changers in our community, doing great work, plus general topics of community interest. If you have any subjects you think we should cover, or any other feedback, please let us know at communitycentressa.asn.au. And feel free to share this podcast so we can engage more people in our next community conversation.
Community Conversations. For more information, check out communitycentressa.asn.au.